Sustaining alive! Sustaining alive! Sustaining alive!
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Welcome, Rita Steele.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Not bad. Not
pretty
bad.
Good. Pretty good.
Monday.
About to be terrible because you're going to tell us all about how the world's fucking.
Hey.
It is. I hate being that person. I'm that person at parties sometimes, don't
you? For real? Oh, I know. You need to curb that when you
I
go
know,
to some social event.
I know,
event.
I do, eh?
There is an element of that, but there is also the possibility for us to look at our ways, reflect on them, and change what we do.
Exactly. Totally. So last week we discussed, actually this all came from deforestation, and we looked at agriculture and how we can cut back on meat. And then we got stuck on, what do we do for protein? So we thought we'd look at some other protein sources.
Yes.
And today we're going to look at fish or seafood in particular as a protein source.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I am going to start this by saying that human beings actually make our own protein.
I'm a human.
You are a human and you make your own protein. So when everyone makes such a big deal about how I've got to get my protein, we have the ability to build our own proteins from amino acids.
You're yielding a heavy squint from the drive team now.
I know. What?
So
you
I
have
can,
the power.
What do you mean? So I can eat grass and make protein?
Yeah, well, you can eat a variety. We've got enough variety in our diet these days that you can get all of your amino acids that are required to build all of the proteins you need. Mm. The only one that you can't get is B12, which I'm sure is...
I think most people eating
contained
meat...
in Barocca.
Most people eating meat don't care about protein either. They just eating meat because it is the done thing. Yeah, I think we really don't stress about it.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let people know that we have the power to make our own protein.
Yeah,
so it's
enough,
not really a big
enough.
Deal. And in fact, you break down the meat into amino acids and then rebuild it into protein anyway. Mm-hmm. So the New Zealand fisheries industry is actually held up as being the best in the world. One of the best in the world.
Holy hell.
Yay!
A little clap.
Yeah, a little clap.
Come on, New Zealand!
We were some of the
clapping.
First.
Let the record
no,
show.
No, because he knows you'd like it still coming.
He's questioning how it's measured. I don't understand. Who's the, what body measures this?
Well, that's a very good point. We were one of the first in the world to put our fisheries into a management quota system. Mm. So up until then, it was basically like having a bunch of people running around just randomly shooting cows and taking them home, and that's my cow. So anyone could go and get it. Was totally. So on the upside, we did implement this system, but it has got some massive flaws in it that have meant that our sustainability of our fisheries is actually pretty non-existent. So, great, eh? No. Firstly, our freshwater fish don't have any protection at all, which is bizarre.
We would farm quite a lot of freshwater fish, wouldn't we? Or even all the fish. Do we farm them in like little lakes and whatnot? Get trout?
We introduce trout, but they're not sold commercially. Trout aren't native fish at all, so they've got protection, which is bizarre.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But our native fish
they're
don't.
They're pretty popular, aren't they? They got that.
Yeah.
A little character that sings at you when you press the button.
That's a good point.
Pretty
famous. Those are great, those things.
Exactly. It's not a snapper.
So white bait's the famous one. So when you eat white bait, 4 out of 5 of the species that make up white bait
white
are
bait
actually
are bad,
endangered.
Eh? Don't
yeah,
white bait.
They're totally endangered.
Leave it to the. I don't know, actually.
Leave them. They get bigger.
If you grew up in the area doing it, like actually going out and getting the white bait, maybe leave it to those people. But if you're not, I feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's embedded in your local culture.
Yeah, I've written a few letters to the Euro chef.
I've never, you know when they're like, white bait fruit is the greatest thing ever.
It's actually, it's kind of, to me, it's a little bit tasteless.
Really
but anyway.
Do that much for me. Yeah,
to put a lot of salt and butter on it. But anyway. So in New Zealand, the big one for us is monitoring. So we don't do a great job of monitoring the health of our species that we're fishing. And there's a big call at the moment to put CCTV or cameras on boats.
What?
Yes, on every single one of them. That's being fought very hard by the fish lobby.
This is going to be great for YouTube.
How close, when we say commercial fishing, like how close are they operating to the coast? Are they deep sea? Is it deep sea fishing?
There's quotas for everything, pretty much. So, there is a restriction around, especially certain parts of the country, and where there is obviously marine reserves. There's restrictions around those, but for the most part, they can kind of just go hard. And that's another problem is some of the technology and the equipment they're using. We're not going out in boats and catching fish in little nets ourselves. There's big trawlers using sometimes helicopters to to find the fish, and then they send the boats out. And I mean, that's just crazy. That just seems like the weird future that you didn't want.
Now, Rita, was it you that posted the article about the snapper stocks in the Hauraki Gulf being 80%, exceptionally depleted?
Yeah, 80% of what they were, I think it was in the 50s, but they're down 80%. So it's showing a crash. And that's unfortunately how we're monitoring our fish, is it's cool, year on year, are we catching more? The fish stock's healthy. Year on year, if we're declining, the fish stock isn't healthy. And that to me just seems crazy. It's sort of like going, well...
It's not a case of the fish just being a little bit lazy.
Well, they're getting better at hiding. That's probably what they're trying to... The fish lobby
getting
is probably,
smarter.
Yeah, probably trying to argue that. But yeah, it seems to be closing the gate after the horse has bolted. It's going, hey, this isn't healthy. Maybe we should give it a break. Which then people fight for a few years before they even close the fishery. And by then, we're not taking into account things like, you know, fish actually certain fish breeds like to, have a certain population before they'll start reproducing. And those sorts of things that we're not taking, you know, maybe they like to live alongside another type of fish before they'll reproduce. And at the moment, we just look at it one species at a time rather than as a group.
Is it... is our fish kind of doomed though? What's in the fish that I'm eating?
So yeah, it's not looking good. So they pretty much every scientist, but it's like the climate change thing. There's a couple of guys going, hey, but they're kind of paid off. They're all agreeing that fish stocks will be exhausted by 2048, and that actually is on.
Still be hungry then.
You're still definitely going to be hungry.
Okay.
And that's kind of, people are predicting even earlier. But there's some stuff we can do. I know John's looking really depressed, so let's get on to that.
Okay.
Obviously, you can cut back on your seafood. So that's a really obvious one. I have friends that will only catch what they eat, eat what they catch.
That's right on. That's
kind of cool.
That's exactly where...
Wouldn't it be all cool if we all got a day off a month to go fishing?
Or a boat.
Anyway. Or a boat. Oh, yeah, just give us a boat. Cool. But there is also the Best Fish Guide by Forest and Bird. So check that out online. Google Best Fish Guide. The top of the thing, the in the green, which is good to eat, or okay to eat, is power and mussels.
Oh,
so
power is
power
great.
And mussels,
oh,
yeah.
Man, a bit of power and like a bit of garlic and maybe just a little bit of lemon and on the barbecue. It's great.
The worst is orange roughy, snapper and whitebait. So they're just a couple of the worst, but I thought I'd give everyone a bit of a taste for what is bad and good.
I can't have snapper. Shouldn't. Don't.
Don't have snapper. Look, commercially caught snapper is it's quite wasteful from what I understand. There's a lot of bycatch.
Right.
But there will be people out there that know a bit more of the exact reasons, because each of these have different reasons. Some of them, it's the type of vessel they're using, or the type of, you know, netting, or we need CCTV on board, like you say. It's great entertainment.
So it's just like, because it's like, oh, check it out, we pulled up a couple of baby dolphins. Oh, well, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Is it that kind of thing?
Yeah, so at the moment, they're saying that New Zealand specifically has underreported our catch by three times.
Lies upon lies.
It's lies upon lies.
Nice one, New Zealand. Real great.
It's lies upon bad data, which is even worse. So if we have CCTV, and the other thing is, at the moment, it's so silly. It's like you've got a quota to catch something, you catch all this other stuff, and so you go, oh, I don't have a quota for that.
Don't need that.
Biff it over the side.
And
to me, that just seems like a total waste.
That's terrible.
So yeah, CCTV on board. And whether or not we even look at a completely different fishing system, like maybe keeping some of that bycatch is a good thing, so it's not just wasted. I don't know. But yeah, the big cry from the industry is that it's expensive to put cameras on boats. I don't know about you, but everyone I know has a bloody GoPro.
Cars have them all over the place. Yeah.
I just think it's a cost of business that they kind of just need to suck up. And then sustainable fishing. So let's get rid of some of these ridiculously high tech fancy things that they're using on boats these days.
Like your motors and your...
Well, you know what would be really cute is like a sustainable fishing industry where, you know, tourism operators went out and like, I don't know, I'm such a romantic.
One person from each community goes out and gets some fish.
Take
the
them on like a little like sailboat and, you know, get your fishing
rod out.
You sound
like the principal from Silverdale School that said, oh, don't worry, we're going to have like a lake out here with fish and we're going to have vegetables and shit and everyone's going to not need to bring lunch to school. Oh, thanks, principal. I've forgotten his name. Deckhead, actually. Just blowing pipe dreams up everyone's butts.
Did it work?
No. It was basically like, it was like
Was it just...
That school ended up basically being Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh my God.
There was nothing, like
that. You got very sensitive.
Lord of the Flies. There was one
fish. Nothing
like
that utopia that he was trying to...
The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Okay, maybe that's a bit of a dream, but you never know. There might be somebody in the South Island that goes, oh, that sounds like fun.
Like it was like principal... Oh, fuck it.
Are you this, and your childhood goat went missing as well at some point.
Yeah, you're dark on teachers.
That was later in the piece.
Okay.
That was later in the piece.
No children at school suddenly appearing looking like goats?
A goat was my mother.
You can be one of those people like me that asks where the fish comes from when you buy it at, if you go to a restaurant.
Do you get sassed?
If you're at a good restaurant, most people, they're happy to tell you, actually. Yeah, it's Lion Court, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But if you...
His name was Jared, and he put up a fight.
Yeah, totally.
Here's an Instagram of Jared holding up. He was pretty pumped. Kind of thing.
But you know what? It's just a message back to the chefs that actually, you know, we do care.
Yeah,
and the culture is changing, and you can't just throw, you know, Thai prawns on us and think that it's okay. By the way, Thai prawns are some of the worst.
Kind of thing.
Well, yeah, totally. Avoid prawns, like I said. They're terrible. This is in the US. 26 pounds of bycatch for 1 pound of prawns.
What? And,
yeah.
So they just can't catch everything but the prawn.
Yeah. Totally. Let's just clean out the ocean and oh look, we found the prawn.
Sweet. Also, they can chuck another one on the barbie.
Yeah, that's the one. And also, there's some really bad stats around slave labour and stuff around the prawn industries, especially in the third world. Better understanding of our species is also needed. So we need to take a precautionary approach. So if we don't have enough data, let's stop fishing it until we do have enough data. Mm. And then finally, we need to protect our habitats. So mangroves, everyone thinks they're kind of ugly, but actually they have an important role in hatcheries.
Great to have a kayak around some mangroves.
Yeah,
you get a chance.
Man. I don't know why. Shit. All these people are like, but I want a white sandy beach. And it's like, well, move somewhere where there's a white sandy beach.
Woohoo! Like, come at me!
So yeah, that's me. I suppose the takeout is if you can try and eat a little bit less fish and the good fish. Power, hey.
Should we take a call?
You betcha.
Oh, hello, BFM.
It's like the fishing.
Power is great. It's a lot of flesh.
You're talking about mangroves?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
Yep. Over 90% of New Zealand's mangroves are already gone.
Yes, you are 100% correct. Okay. 90% of our wetlands are gone too.
Yeah. I learned that from Forest and Bird.
Oh, nice work.
It's the only charity I support.
Right on.
Good work. Good charity to support too. Thank you.
Cheers.
There you go.
There we go. Maybe we should look at wetlands next week.
Do call us in with any stats that you got. Stats are handy.
Yeah.
It's hard to have all the stats
Also, if you've got a topic that you'd like us to cover or you're more interested in, I'll do some more on proteins as well because I know that there's talk of could insects
just,
help us or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, solutions. And
some
like,
solutions,
I think
yeah.
That will really help John's disposition. You know how he gets,
I know.
Gets a bit down.
Every time I walk in here and he's happy and when I leave, he's really sad.
I'm afraid if insects are the solution, aren't we kind of like, what if they get out of control and we've got swarms of insects everywhere?
Then it turns into...
It's very biblical.
The plague. Or like...
Starship Troopers. Hello, BFM.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good, mate. Hey, we should all stop being fish snobs and eat more kawai.
Oh, you're eating a bit more kawai. That's a lovely fish. Lovely fish. Good.
You freeze a kawai or you refrigerate it too long and it just tastes like pants.
Oh, mate, just as soon as you get it, fucking smoke that bad boy, eh?
Yeah.
Fucking smoke kawai is the
kawai
shit.
Sashimi?
I've never been like out on the boat enough to do that, but I would
eat it straight away and rock into it with a nice Nam Jim dipping sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, you're in there.
Actually, sweet. You can feel free to bring some to BFM when you next time you get some.
Just Google Nam Jim dipping sauce and your life will be changed forever.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Apparently power sells for 350k per ton, so it's a little expensive. But I don't think we really need a ton.
I don't need a ton.
Hello, BFM.
G'day. Here's a test for you. What is the world's number one source of amino acids?
Aminos.
I'm going to say broccoli.
No, it's chicken. Okay, what is New Zealand's number one source of amino acids?
Well, I'm going to say chicken then.
Aminos.
No, it's bread.
Damn it.
Bread.
Really? What? That's interesting.
Yeah, because bread's actually got a lot of protein in it.
Amino acids.
Okay, bugger.
Okay.
Well
thank
done.
You.
Thanks, mate.
So we all should start eating bread.
What?
I don't know, that's what you
said. Eating bread is way too 90s because everyone was carbo loading in the 90s. But I want
Brita,
my protein.
We will catch you next week.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. See you guys.
That was Sustainin' Alive on 95 BFM.